Thursday in the octave of Easter. Today's theme, growing beyond the need for miracles. In today's first reading from Acts chapter 3, verses 11 through 26, the healing of the crippled man attracted a crowd. This reminds me of the time when my parish hosted a guest speaker from Ireland who was advertised as a healing priest. He attracted such large numbers of people that many could not fit inside the church. They waited outside for his preaching to end so that they could get in line to go in for a healing. When was the last time you saw a parish mission draw crowds this large for nothing more than to hear good teachings and have a penance service? I've never seen it. Most people are more interested in physical miracles than spiritual growth. Peter addressed the miracle-seeking crowd and used this opportunity to turn their attention away from the miracle and away from himself and John to guide their eyes towards Jesus and their hearts towards conversion. Some of them accepted this, some did not. Are we more fascinated by miracles or by personal improvement? Look at how the disciples reacted when the risen Christ appeared supernaturally in the gospel reading today from Luke chapter 24, verses 35 through 48. Jesus offered peace, but they shook with fear and confusion. They had already heard that Jesus had risen from the dead, but they were still finding it too incredible to believe. There's a big difference between knowing and believing. We know we are loved by rebellious children and argumentative friends, but we don't fully believe it, and so we insist on having proof. We know that God loves us beyond all measure, but look at how readily we assume he's not answering our prayers. We know God is generous, but look at how stingy we are with our finances when the collection basket comes. We're fearful that God won't replenish and multiply what we give away. Seeing miracles is wonderful, but this is not what gives us true belief in God's love. Because seeing is not believing. The disciples were able to see Jesus after his death, and when they saw the truth, they knew that a miracle had happened, but they felt afraid. Their conversion to believing the truth and understanding what it meant did not happen until Jesus opened their minds to understand the scriptures. When we pray for miracles, be they small or large, easily possible or seemingly impossible, we become true believers when we allow the Holy Spirit to give us new understanding and spiritual growth. Miracles are only bonuses of Christian living. The heart of Christian living is believing in God's love for us, which occurs when we move beyond the desire for miracles into the realm of understanding that God is making everything work for our good and for the benefit of others. In this, we find much more joy and inner peace than miracles could ever give us.